أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته In this series of tafsir of Surah Al-Qadr which we started last night, tonight and tomorrow, insha'Allah ta'ala, we will be looking at tafsir of this surah, and hopefully, insha'Allah, next week, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. As we mentioned yesterday, that this surah is known as Surah Al-Qadr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the surah, He says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr, wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr, ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. We said that this surah, Surah Al-Qadr, it means Qadr, the grand or glorious, highly honored and highest ranking. As we mentioned yesterday when we were looking at ayah, the first ayah, Inna anzalnahu, it is we who verily revealed it. And we were looking at how the words in Arabic, if we want to conjugate them in order for us to understand more the meanings of this surah, so we went to the word inna and we broke it into two. We said the first one is inna, which they call it harfu tawkid. Harf tawkid, you use it when you want to give emphasis in your speech. So, inna. For example, when we send salawat, how does the ayah begin? Inna Allah wa malaikatahu. So that inna is for emphasizing, to say there's no doubt at all. There's no anything except this, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to say. So, inna. And then there's na. Inna. This na is the abbreviation of nahnu. Nahnu in Arabic, it means we. So it is as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna nahnu. But if you put them together, then you get Inna anzalnahu. Indeed, we have revealed it. And we mentioned yesterday that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He didn't say, Inna anzalna al-Quran. Instead of using clear noun, He uses pronoun. And in Arabic language, when you use pronoun, you give more attention to that which you want to say. For example, in Surah Al-Ikhlas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هُوَ and then اللَّهُ. Allah would say, قُلْ اللَّهُ أَحَد. But when you use pronoun, third person singular, you give it more emphasis to say that, pay attention, that which we want to mention, it's something huge, something honored, something grand. So listen carefully. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would say, what is that? Sallallahu alayhi Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi Muhammad wa ali Muhammad once again. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna anzalnahu, indeed we have revealed it. This it refers to the Holy Quran. Fi laylatil qadr, in the night of power, grand night, night of glorious. And then Allah says, Wama adraka. Ma laylatul qadr. What will make you understand what that grand night or night of power is? So here, first of all, we need to know that the night of power is the night of Qadr. The night of Qadr is in the holy month of Ramadan. Allah did not tell us which night is that. When the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad, was asked, when is Laylatul Qadr? He said, Iltamisuha fil ashril awakhir. Seek it in the last 10th of the month of Ramadan. Imagine if it would be easy for us to know that Laylatul Qadr is this night, each and every one of us would work hard for us just to get the blessings of Laylatul Qadr, because it's just one night. If we are going to be blessed to get the merits of Laylatul Qadr, it means that the a'mal, the good deeds of the believers who do for more than 8 years can be found in one night. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min al-fishar. Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, is better than 1,000 nights. Less, 1,000 shahr, months. So, 1,000 months, if you put them together, it's equivalent to 83 plus years. Now, these 83 years is the years of ibadah. You don't miss salah. You pray on time. You are always focusing in ibadah. It's not easy, wallah. Sometimes imagine we are tired, we go home, you sleep, you miss fajr. You wake up, you do istighfar, and then you pray qadha. But for us, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr is better than 1,000 months. It means that these months all are the months of ibadah. You do ibadah constantly and you focus. Allah, out of His mercy and grace, He says, I will give you that night, but the night will be hidden. Why hidden? Because He wants us to work hard in order for us to get that night. So that's why the Holy Prophet says, find the Laylatul Qadr in the last tenth of the holy month of Ramadan. People went to Rasulullah, they said, Ya Rasulullah, 10 nights, we know, it's too much. Can you trim it down so that at least we can know which nights it is? He says, okay, find it in Layalil Witr. Witr, odd nights. So that's why we do 19th night, 21st night, 23rd night, 25th night, 27th night, and 29th night. And looking at the ahadith as well, you find that the strongest riwayat are telling us 19th night, 21st night, 23rd night. There is a riwayah which says even 25th night, you can do search for Laylatul Qadr in order for you to get the blessings of this night. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. So when we were talking about the surah which is known as the Surah of Power, Glory, Surah Al-Qadr, we came to discuss about the revelation of the Holy Quran. And here, alhamdulillah, I would like to mention this. I wasn't given permission, but I would say for the sake of benefit, this book is very important, my dear brothers. The Dynamics of Salah. In this book, if you go page 107, appendix 2, there is Surah Al-Qadr and the explanation of Surah Al-Qadr, which we will not be able to discuss each and everything. So please find the book and read. And the book, alhamdulillah, Al-Hajj Ma'allim Muhammad Hussein Kermali, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward him, has done a lot, inshallah, in this book. May Allah give him reward, inshallah, for that. Alhamdulillah, wafakakumullah. So if we read what has been mentioned in these pages, you can find a lot of useful information. But as a quick overview of the surah, Surah Al-Qadr, one question which we need to ask ourselves, a question. Laylatul Qadr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Dukhan, Fiha yufraqu kullu amrin hakim. Each affair, grand affair, will be decided on that Laylatul Qadr. Laylatul Qadr, angels, if I can use a very simple language for us to understand, angels are told what would happen in that particular night. Allah knows. Ilmullah, Allah is alim, all-knowing. But He would tell the angels, this is my plan for this year. this Mr. X will die in this particular area on that particular night, for example, and the incident will be this and that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this to the angels. This particular person will be rich. He will make his wealth through ABCDE. Angels, no. But Laylatul Qadr again is the night when you and me can change what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided to make it clear to, for the angels to know. What do I mean? Here, the angels are told the plan of Allah for this year will be this. But when you sit down in Laylatul Qadr to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your dua can reverse whatever the information the angels have been given. The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Ad-du'a'u yaruddu al-qada'. Ad-du'a, supplication, du'a, you ask Allah sincerely, Allah may change the decree which He has decreed for whatever to happen to you. Now the angels come to Allah and say, Ya Allah, according to your plan, this is what we saw. But now we see something different. What happened here? The question here is, does Allah, oh, didn't He know what will happen? Now there's a new plan? No, Allah knows. But when He informed the angels, He didn't tell each and everything will happen to you, but He has given you the key to change your fate. You change your fate. You change your future. You decide what to happen to you by the power of dua. And that's why our A'immatul Athar, salamullahi alayhim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, have made a lot of effort to give us different du'as for us to recite on that night of power, Laylatul Qadr. And we need to prepare for Laylatul Qadr. Because why? The keys for our future are with us. So it is for us to decide what we are going to do. Dua which you supplicate in Laylatul Qadr, here is something which happens. We'll continue again tomorrow, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alfi shahr. Tanazzalul malaikatu warruhu fiha. Tanazzalul malaika. Angels descend and ascend. Descend and ascend. Tanazzalul malaika. Constantly. There are many angels on Laylatul Qadr. Some go up, some come down. What do they do when they come down? And what do they do when they go up? When they come down, they bring us mercies and blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they go up, they take our du'as, our istighfar, our tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tanazzalul malaika, the angels. Warruhu, there is an angel by the name Ruh. Who is this angel? Two opinions. Some scholars, they say Ar-Ruh is Jibra'il, the grand angel. Others say no. Al-Malaika means all the angels. Jibril is one of them. But there is one angel by the name Ar-Ruh. He is the grand angel. He comes with those angels to us to take our du'as up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bi'ivni rabbihim, by the permission of Allah. Min kulli amr, whatever you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will take that message to Allah. Now here, when we ask a question, these angels come to who? Our scholars say, when the angels come down, they will listen to your du'a. But the angels come bi idhni rabbihim, by the permission of their Lord. The permission will be given to the angels. But the angels cannot come to this world without asking for permission. But who do they ask permission to? The Imam of our time, Sahibu Zaman, ajjalallahu faraj. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. So they ask permission because why? He is the Imam of this time. Can they enter the space of the world without his permission? Of course, no. So when we do supplicate our du'as, in order for our du'as to be accepted, we need as well to connect whatever we do with the Imam of our time in order for our amal to be accepted. So for this reason, Laylatul Qadr is the special night when we remember the Imam of our time. Laylatul Qadr is the night when, of course, we need to be closer to him. But when we read Suratul Qadr also, we need to remember the Imam of our time because he is the Imam. Tanazzalul Malaikatu warruhu fiha. They descend to him. He knows what will happen. Allah revealed to him, this is what will happen. And if he prays for us, then our du'as will be accepted without any problem. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him to accept our du'as. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins, to give us the opportunity to do istighfar. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of his mercy to all the mu'minina and mu'minat. And of course, to bring peace and tranquility to the followers of Ali ibn Abi Talib salamullahi alayhi. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this gathering. Ya Allah, accept our du'as. Ya Allah, accept the hajat and fulfill the hajat of all muhtajin. Marid, Ya Allah, those who are not feeling well, Ya Allah, cure them bi shafa'ati al-Husayn alayhi salam, wa bi shafa'ati al-Sajjad alayhi salam, wa bi shafa'ati Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Ridha alayhi salam, bi rahmatika Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Wa rasallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi tayyibin at-tahirin wa rahimallahu man qara al-Fatiha ma'a as-salawat. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, we'll continue again tomorrow. This is the pre-lecture discussion about Surah Al-Qadr. And inshallah, after iftar, we'll continue 9:30 bi'idhnillah. Ahsantum. Ahsantum. Shukran.